Your name?
Michael Patterson.
As a veteran, despite just your youthful 21 years, what does today, Veterans Day, mean to you?
Well, basically, it's a time to reflect on, I mean, not to sound cliche, but it's a time to reflect. I mean, how many people have given up their lives, how many people have fought for this country, and, you know, in separate wars, justified or not justified. And basically, the question is, you know, for me, it's like, why do we send people to go do these conflicts? Now, am I saying that every conflict and every war is wrong? It's not up to, I mean, I'm not the moral police, I can't decide, but to me, Veterans Day is to remember those who are not here, those who are currently still fighting, and to address the issues of veterans, such as, you know, redeployment of traumatized troops, VA healthcare, suicide. You know, it's pretty shameful to me that veterans are one of the most disregarded sections of society today. So it's Veterans Day, it's a day to reflect.
You served in Iraq?
Yes, back in late 2008, early 2009. Served with Task Force 714 out of Balad, conducting detainee operations, which is interrogations. And did about 300 interrogations in the three-month time I was there. And it was just... it was eye-opening. Like, never really was political until after I came back, and then pretty much realized that you're no longer, you know, you're terrorists and insurgents is a dehumanizing term, so you can, you know, do your job more efficiently and without any sort of objections to your conscience. But, you know, it's dehumanizing. They're people, they're Iraqis, they're Afghans. They have families, they have feelings. They're just trying to do the same things we're trying to do, which is survive and make a better life for their kids. So that's what Iraq taught me.
You mentioned you weren't political until after you came back. You're wearing a sweatshirt that says Iraq Veterans Against the War. Talk about that organization.
It's a newer organization. I think it's about 3,000 vets to 5,000 vets. Basically, it's veterans who have come back from the war and just said it's wrong. It's unjustified, it's illegal, and we're murdering people over there. And, you know, I've only been involved for about 2 months now, but, I mean, just being in D.C., they've already helped me out a lot. So, you know, it's basically just brothers and sisters who served in the Army, in the military, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, just taking care of each other because the system has failed a lot of us, even after we return home.
Where are you from?
Anchorage, Alaska.
And what brought you to D.C.?
Basically, the current system that our government is operating, the corrupted system it is unsustainable. And I'm just coming down here to D.C. because I feel that it's one of the most important cities in the United States that this needs to be successful in. And I'm just here to do my part.
And we're here in the Finance Committee tent. Resource allocation. at the occupation at McPherson Square on K Street, which you are actively taking part in.
Yes. Action Committee, we like to still disobedience. This is our forte. But, I'm mostly involved in Action Committee. I mean, I've been here since the 5th, so I've been here for about a month and 6 days now. So I definitely feel like a part of it's a little bit, it's my baby. So, I mean... It's surreal. I mean, we literally recall, we were told we revitalized urban architecture, and it's funny to me because we just built it so we wouldn't be cold anymore. So I find it hilarious, but whatever. I'll take it. But, it's surreal. You don't really realize what you're doing until, like, you know, as these events are unfolding, you're just like, oh my God. Like, it's one of those, I don't know, it's very surreal. I can't describe it yet. Give me, like, a few years after it's all over.
There are a lot of events taking place today. There was a march to the various war memorials. You spoke at one, and you mentioned how dealing with what you experienced in Iraq, you have some days are good days, some days are bad days, today being one of those bad days.
Yeah, I mean, with anything, you know, it's wrong, but you still did those things. So you never forget them. And and it never really leaves. Like someone said to me, which I wholeheartedly agree with, being a veteran is a lifelong sentence. Like, you, good days and bad days. Like, some days you just, you can, you're fine and it's okay, but, you know, there's always those one or two days out of the month or out of the week you're just like, I just can't deal with what, you know, I'm exhausted, and then I have to deal with normal everyday stresses, and it's just, it's incomprehensible to those who have not done it, which, you know, it's not a bad thing. Like, I don't want people to feel like this, because it would be a really depressing, morbid world, but it's something that every vet has to deal with, and some get by it and others don't, but those who don't get by it have not been given the resources that they deserve, because this government has failed in providing for its warriors.
Do you remember the moment when you came home that you started to, when did you realize that you weren't going to go back?
It was actually Christmas Day, and I went home on leave, and I bought a one-way ticket because I had been disgusting. I've been debating with myself if I wanted to or not, and I was back home, and I was talking with my mom, and I was about to click the thing to buy the ticket, and then something just clicked in my head, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna settle. I'm not just going to do this anymore. I'm doing my job, but my job is wrong. And didn't go home when I was. I went AWOL for about a couple weeks, and you know, it was definitely like it was a good New Year's. It was a good way to start the New Year's. So, and I remember saying when 2011 started that it was going to be an interesting year. So, it's been an interesting year.
You had served in Iraq, but you were slated to be sent to Afghanistan.
Yes. Do you want me to say why?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much a little bit before, about 5 months before my unit was supposed to deploy to Afghanistan, I went to Army psychologist and told him that I was thinking about filing for conscientious objector status. He misinformed me and told me that because I was an atheist, that the Army would not accept my moral objections. Because apparently if you're atheist, you can't have morals. And so I went home, went AWOL, and then to make it sure that I was getting kicked out, I smoked some pot. And usually when people tell me that, they kind of cringe, and I'm just like, if you ever been to Iraq or Afghanistan, then you understand. But if you haven't, not to be aggressive or abrasive, but you really don't understand. Like, I was not going to go back and do those things to people anymore, because smoking grass compared to doing what we do to people in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's a pebble in an ocean. So that's how I got out of the Army. But I did get a general and honorable, so they just won't pay for my school. And that's it.
Do you think those countries? I guess you didn't serve in Afghanistan. Do you think Iraq will ever be the same?
I don't think the world's gonna be the same. Like, everything has changed because of the war on terror. Everything has changed. Like, I mean, could anyone 10 years ago say that there was going to be a people's uprising in Egypt, or a people's, not to the same degree, but a people's uprising in the United States against the government? No. I think the world has changed completely. Almost to the fact that I don't think people really truly appreciate. Like, 2011 is probably one of the most pivotal years in the history of humanity and civilization. So, like, you know, humanity goes through these changes of how they do things, and I think we are literally in one right now. Like, the human consciousness, not to sound like New Age or anything, but the way we think is changing. And I think it's for the better.
Are you surprised that, I guess maybe you're not, that this Occupy Wall Street has just taken off, and there are now about hundreds or more than 1,000 occupations taking place?
I mean, you can only beat down people so long before they're just like, I'm not going to take this crap anymore and I don't care, because there's something much more scarier than, you know, the scariest thing about a desperate man is he has nothing to lose. So, like, you push people in a corner and then they start getting upset, they're going to fight back. And I mean, you know, not fight back in the violent sense, but to the point where, like, they will call out the injustice. And as we're seeing across the country, the system is just dropping the hammer on people. So, you know, I think most Americans are awake now, and I think, you know, this is the beginning of the end of the status quo.
When you were first trying to become a conscientious objector and then AWOL, what was the response from your family and friends? Were you in touch with folks who you had served with?
My family was pretty supportive, because I don't think anyone's parents want their kids to be in the military, personally. But a lot of my lower enlisted friends were very supportive. A lot of people in the active military agree. They just don't really voice that opinion, because a lot of them say the same excuses that you know, insurgents and terrorists say. I have to feed my kids. Everyone's got to feed their kids. So, I mean, I just got lucky. I was single. I didn't have kids. But yeah, I mean, the higher the rank, the less supportive they got. So, but the lower the rank, my peers supported me. Some of my superiors did, but most of them not.
Michael Patterson, any final thoughts that you want to share on this Veterans Day?
Today is it's a very somber day, and a day that nobody should get hurt. But I don't want people to have this false sense of, you know, today's a good day, and, you know, today nobody got hurt. But, I mean, it's a struggle. We are in a conflict. We're in a struggle, and we need to stay vigilant. And people need to wake up.
I guess I have one more final question. To a young person, a 16, 17-year-old who's thinking about going into the military, what might you say?
Don't do it at all. Don't even do it. Going to college is not worth murdering people. That's going to college and getting paid money is not worth murdering people. And then coming back and then having a huge moral conundrum about it. And then the system that sent you over there doesn't even take care of you. Not worth it. Not at all.
Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.